Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the truth about the miracle of multiplication. I've heard this Sunday's gospel reading from John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15, de-supernaturalized with explanations such as the real miracle is that Jesus got the people to share the food they had brought with them. And even this, there wasn't enough food for everyone to have their fill, but what they had was offered to everyone, and the people were just so appreciative and willing to make sacrifices that they ate very little and thus there was food left over. Right. As if God can't multiply food miraculously. The multiplication of the loaves and fishes into a meal that not only satisfied everyone, but was more than what they needed, is an important foreshadowing of the Eucharistic banquet that we celebrate today. If we pay close attention to what's going on in Mass, and if we take it to heart, Jesus satisfies our hungers and gives us more than we need. What did you need from Him before you arrived at church? He's trying to give it to you or lead you to it, in abundance. Receiving all that He wants to miraculously give us requires that we trust Him to provide for us. We have to expect the unexpected. We have to wait on His perfect timing. But rest assured that He wants to give us more than what we need. Maybe some of the folks on that ancient hillside wanted steak instead of fish, but what they received was a Messiah who filled their hearts with more than enough faith to grow spiritually, more than enough hope to become stronger in their trials, and more than enough love to share as they went forth to reveal Christ to others. In our liturgies of the Eucharist, there's a lot more abundance to receive from Jesus than just a little wafer of His body and a sip of His blood. What do you really need from Jesus? More faith? More hope? More love? It's a good idea to think about this on the way to Mass so that you can participate in Mass more expectantly. Here are some questions for personal reflection. Why do you go to Mass? Was there ever a time when you didn't go? And if so, why didn't you? What motivated you to start attending Mass again? How satisfied are you now? What's missing? How might God provide for those needs? What is available from Jesus during Mass other than His real presence in the host and precious blood of the Eucharist? How are the various elements of Mass gifts from God that can help satisfy our spiritual, emotional, and even physical needs?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.